Good afternoon. We will transition this week back to the weather pattern that we saw for most of the month of January, and gone will be the frequent snowstorms and cold temperatures, and back in will be unseasonably mild air with chances for rain showers. As a result, we'll have a good amount of sunshine today with high pressure in control. We'll see a southwesterly wind flow develop and push highs into the middle 40s on average, with some spots even touching the 50-degree mark. A warm front will pass by tonight with partly to mostly cloudy skies, and temperatures will stay in the lower to mid-30s. A cold front sweeping through for the day tomorrow will bring a mix of sun and clouds to the area. It'll become breezy, but this time out of the west, which will keep temperatures in the lower 40s. A new area of high pressure will build in on Sunday night and for the day on President's Day for Monday. So we'll look for mostly sunny skies to open up the week, but high temperatures will be back into the upper 30s to around 40. A storm system developing in the middle of the country will head toward the western Great Lakes. As a result, the southerly wind will push temperatures into the lower 40s, and sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Tuesday. As that system draws closer, we'll run the risk of rain showers Tuesday night and into the morning on Wednesday. Then on the other side of this system, skies will be partly sunny on Wednesday afternoon with high temperatures in the upper 40s. We'll spend the rest of the week with a building ridge of high pressure. This, both at the surface and aloft, will allow temperatures to reach to near 50 on Thursday with a risk of a shower, and mostly cloudy skies with a front nearby on Friday with a chance of rain showers and high temperatures reaching into the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, intense rainfall rates and strong wind gusts have significantly affected portions of California since yesterday. Various impacts observed so far with this Pacific storm system have included rapid runoff leading to rising creeks and streams, cars swept away in rushing floodwaters, down trees, mudslides and debris flows, and sinkholes. Much of the state has flood watches and warnings in effect, especially for Southern California, and these will continue through the weekend. Nearly continuous onshore flow is forecast through the weekend, keeping California and portions of the Pacific Northwest in a very active, anomalously wet pattern. Mountain snow is forecast for the Sierra Nevada range and for elevations above 5,500 feet in central Nevada, where winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 2 below zero at Berlin and Whitefield, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy, mid-50s, Boston, mostly sunny, windy, upper 40s, and in Buffalo, sunny and windy with highs around 50 degrees. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 35 degrees, the average low 18, the record high 63 set in 1981, and the record low 21 below zero in 1973. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48 a.m., sunset this evening 5:31 p.m., 10 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, lower 40s, mostly sunny in the upper 30s on Monday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Tuesday with highs in the lower 40s. Showers likely Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning, then partly sunny Wednesday afternoon in the upper 40s. Partly sunny, the risk of a shower Thursday near 50, and mostly cloudy with showers likely Friday and highs in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.